Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now step strong. Hey, watch. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way social worker. And baby, I am back just to give you a dose of vitamin E to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big, step strong through this thing called life. You know you need it, child. So today, I just want to encourage y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming back. I appreciate the shares. I appreciate the comments. I appreciate the support. Because I'm telling you, there are a quadrillion podcast that you could be listening to, but you come back here every week. So I'm gonna give you what you need to help you smile big, step strong. You know, last time we talked, I just want to encourage you to be real short with you, because I really want you to process this stuff. That we don't just come just to talk. We come just to like really dissect some things. Last week we was talking about, you know, effective routines and for 2024 and how to continue to level up and how to continue to let go of past way of dealing with things, responding with things. But a lot of times we go through the motions of doing things and that we actually don't understand, you know, the reasoning or the rhyme behind it, right? We've done some things for so long. This is just what I do. That I get up in the morning. Okay. So is it a routine, or have you become robotic to it, or is it really serving a purpose? Is it really doing what you are setting out for it to do? So I just want to ask you today, I'm asking you a few questions, but only you can answer them on your own. So your routine, so I don't know if you have one yet, and if you do, kudos, and if you don't, listen, and even if you do, you can still go back and reevaluate these things. So I just want to ask you, the first question I want to know is, because I love to ask questions, because I like to get feedback. You know, why is the goal you're doing important to you? That's a part of your routine. Is it beneficial or is it a hindrance? Is it effective or is it a stumbling block? You know, because we do a lot, we have a lot of routines, but we don't have an end goal. And I was listening to something the other day, and it was just saying about our health. And it says that if you don't have a goal or a plan for your health, baby, your health gonna be kaput out the window. So we have to have a goal for it. And then I was talking to this lady the other day, and she was saying that her sister was really struggling with mapping out her goals and her routines, you know, for life. Like she just could not gather like her purpose or her plan or the end result of anything. But I'm just coming to you today to really ask you the question, why is that goal so important to you? What do you get from that goal? And not only that, but another question is, you know, what does it mean for you? Because let's just be honest. We all have goals and we all have plans. But one, are why they're important and what does the end mean for us? And why does it even matter to you? Why does this matter to you? And I think that this will put into perspective a lot of things that we do and a lot of things that we don't do in our life. And also, how will that affect you every day y'all how the Lego blocks, they build. They build. And this is finding your why and understanding how to create an effective routine, effective goals, effective plans for your life. Sometimes we got to go back and revisit some stuff and really throw it in the garbage, or we have to repurpose it and, you know, bring it back to life. Because sometimes we do, we have some goals and plans that we honestly let fall on the wayside. And some things we just let go along so that we can get along, but they're really not serving us a purpose. So if you really want to be effective in 2024, if you really want to be effective in 2024 in your life, in your relationships, I'm telling you, in your health, you're going to have to understand the why and why you do the things that you do, why you don't do the things that you need to do. And then you have to understand, why is the change important to you? What will be the benefits of change? And what will be the non-negotiables that will be in place to make sure that change is moving in the right direction for you? And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes we do let life. We let life sometimes act like a spoiled child. We just let life just run, have a temper tantrum. They don't have to. Life, just life. But we have to be the ones to say, uh-uh, I'm in control of my life. When I say I, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, I'm in control. So that means I have to, the word of God, come on, Holy Spirit. We have to bring our bodies under subjection. We have to buffet. We have to get them and say, hey, I control this. So we have to make sure that we're putting things in order. We have to make sure that we are aligning things for the long term. Because you know what? Let's just be honest and let's just be real. People always want to know, what is your 3-year plan? What is your 5-year? Baby, sometimes I be struggling just to give you a week plan. Sometimes I struggle just to give you a day. Because sometimes, like I said, life. It will. I was at a service the other day and she was saying how life be lifing. But God be Godding. And he does. God's going to do his part as long as you're doing your part. But you have to go back and revisit. And sometimes you may even have to take off some things. And taking off things, listen, they're going to be very hard to do. It's almost like putting on one of those skin suits. And you have to take it off, honey. I mean, one time I had tried a shirt on. Baby, my arms had got fat. They had got fat. Because it's my favorite shirt. I put that shirt on and I swear like somebody had a string right there below my shoulder. And they was pulling it tight and tight. I had to cut that shirt off of me. That was my favorite shirt though. But I had to cut it off because, honey, I couldn't. That shirt wasn't giving what it used to give. So I'm saying to you, as you understand your why and you research your why to an effective routine or effective goals or plans for 2024, they're going to be painful to take some of these things off because, child, they're not helping you. They're not. You may be comfortable. You may be cozy, but it's time for you to stretch yourself and come out of it. But then also, as you go back and search your why, listen, as you go back and search your why, there's going to be some things you're going to have to put on. And honey, putting on new things, it don't feel good neither. So let me help you with that right there. Do what? A do who? A why? But we have to put on some things. And putting on things can be just as painful as taking things off. But we have to understand our why, especially if we want to be effective, if we want to have goals and plans and see the end results. We're going to have to change some things. You have to sit down and really sit with yourself and figure out what is the purpose of all this? Do I really need to be doing this? Do I really need to be going here? Okay, if I start doing this, or if I start talking like this, what's going to be the benefits? What's going to be the hurdles that I'm going to have to overcome? If you really want to be effective, I'm telling you, let me say this, because I love y'all. I do. And I only want to encourage and empower and educate you. You are going to have to, and you ain't got to do nothing. Let me take that back. You ain't got to. But in order to have an effective plan, goal, life, season, whatever, you have to make sure you reevaluate and you visit the why you do the things you do and why you don't do the things that you do. You know how you got to weigh the good with the bad, the pros and the cons, the negative and the positives. You have to go back and search all that stuff. Because I'm telling you, once you're able to declutter your routine, your plans, or the goals that you have, there's nothing wrong with going back to the drawing board. There's nothing wrong with starting over. There's nothing wrong with starting afresh. Betty Wright said it. It's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, isn't it? Oh, we do it all the time. Don't laugh. You know, you probably done the same thing too. So I'm just saying to you, and even me, and I, because I know my brother's on here too. But you have a right. Bobby said, it's my prerogative to do what I want to do. Yeah, it's your prerogative. So you have to go back to the drawing board and make sure that the goals and the plans that you have are effective. And the routine that you're in is really a productive, progressing routine and not a digressing or breaking down. But it's really catapulting you to your next level in life. We all have a purpose here on earth. And when you get in a routine, you know, I talked about it last week, how we talked about, you know, we go to work or go home or we go to the gym and we go the same ways. Even when we go to restaurants, we say we're going to eat something different. Well, I'm going to get something different off the menu. Baby, that menu come on out, you just turn it face down. Yeah, give me the XYZ, the ABC, and give me the 1, 2, 3. Like you already know what it is. Like you're not trying to break the monotony. You're not trying to break the cycle. It's the routine. That's what I do. I get up in the morning, I do this, I do that, and then I come on back. So we need to understand the why behind our routines. If we really want to have an effective year, if we really want to have a productive and progressing year, we're going to have to address those hard things and make sure that the answers that we give are logic answers, and make sure that the answers that we're given and the reasons that we're given for doing this is going to be a plus and not a minus in our life. So once you're able to do that, you're able to say, okay, I can add this. I can take away that. I need to implement this, but I need to remove this. And then you'll be able to see clearer. And sometimes it doesn't have to be this big old extravagant. You know, sometimes we got to crawl before we can walk. So in being effective, I don't want you just to jump on out there. It's just like going to the gym. Honey, let me tell y'all this and we're going to be done. One day I had been out of the gym for a while. But when I was in the gym going steady, honey, I can get on my spin bike. Or I can get on my elliptical and baby, I could go for a good on my elliptical. I can do me a good 15 or 20 minutes flat, forwards and backwards. And then even on my spin bike, baby, I could ride the ride. I could jump. I could tighten it up. But baby, one day I messed around and I quit going to that gym. And when I went back, I got on that elliptical for 2 minutes and I swear I was on that for 2 hours. I got on that spin bike. That lady said, okay, we're going to go up to another level. Go ahead and tighten up your gear. Turn it one time. I turned that gear one time. I could have swore I turned it about 5 in my head. So this is what I'm saying to you. As you are getting your routine together for an effective year, listen to what I'm saying. And as you are planning your goals and as you are planning how to progressively excel in life, live little bit at a time, bite off a little. Don't spread everything out, because then you're going to get anxiety. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to say, just forget it. But if you start taking one piece at a time, putting that in order, and then you go to the next area, put that in order, and then before long, you're going to look back and you're going to say, okay, I'm cooking with fish grease today. So understand your why. Truthfully answer your why. And be ready to incorporate some things that you should have been doing, that you know you should have been doing, but you was too full of yourself to get self out of the way. So the only way for you to be productive and effective in your life is to put some things in order. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big, step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how in the world are you maintaining? Because they see, honey, everything, every which way in your life. But let them know you done went back to the drawing board and there's going to be some changes. You ain't got to tell them. You ain't got to tell them. They're going to see it. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain. Y'all persevere and make sure that you're trusting God. Make sure that you are seeking Holy Spirit to help you. He ain't going to do the work, but to help you become effective in 2024 and to truly walk in your purpose. I'm your girl, Coach TJ Black. Y'all have an amazing week, and I'll catch you next time.